Well, this is the third of the three follow-up audios sharing with our portfolio managers who attended the recent sales training program. And thanks again, everyone, for being so engaged in those. And I hope some of these follow-up audios have just helped reinforce some of what we learned there. I'm Tom Hoban, the CEO, and delighted to be able to share this with you. So we talked a little bit about core concepts, pain and pleasure, and how the work we do addresses those with owners. We talked about what makes us different. How do we convert suspects to prospects in the second audio. This one I want to focus on what the portfolio manager needs to be thinking about and doing, their role in the actual presentation. So I have five concepts to review that we talked about and offer maybe a little different angle or perspective or color to them. So when you're in the going into and preparing for the presentation, portfolio managers would be well advised to have three things that they know they want the prospect to walk away with. Don't lose track of those three things. It's easy to wind up talking a lot. And of course, we know from years and years of study on this that that people will generally retain about 10 to 20% of what's said in this kind of a presentation. So it's good to know what the key three concepts are that we want to make sure they get so that we just don't get cut off at the pass because we get on a different tangent, we run out of time, or we somehow talked a lot and we're concerned that the concepts that they're taking away aren't necessarily the ones that we want to be sure they get. So portfolio managers in the sales training, and again here, are really urged to fight for knowing what those are and agreeing on those going in. So if you're in the presentation with others, we all know what the three things are that we want this prospect to go away with. And we'll very often, we'll say, these are the three things we want you to go away with today. We're going to talk, and then at the end, we're going to revisit those and make sure you understand those concepts. Your role as the portfolio manager, though, isn't to sell the company. We are selling plans and budgets tied to plans. You, though, are the man or woman in the plan. So very often, the plan stands on its own. You have your fingerprints in elements of it. A lot of it is the sort of work that we do that we will produce in the plan anyway, and we'll walk through it in a sensible way. We may use the placemat with the wheel that we showed in the sales training course as a way to talk our way through our presentation and help set things up before we dive into the plan in depth. So very often, it's been my experience that the prospect at some point is starting to imagine themselves now in a relationship with us. If we're making progress, they now are buying the plan. They might have some questions, but they're intrigued by the net operating income that we are promising to get them, which they know and we know from 26 years of experience in doing this, we will hit 80% of the time. So when we say that's what we're going to deliver, there's a really good chance they're going to get that. So we've got their attention. So the portfolio manager now has to be likable. You have to be enthusiastic, upbeat, trustworthy, transparent, and honest. Ultimately, they're going to come to their own conclusions, but if you can present those qualities, which are in all of you, if you can present those qualities in a manner that makes it easy for them to see that in the short time we have in the presentation, then that's critically important. That becomes kind of the closer, is what does it feel like, what will it feel like for me to be in business with this company and that person there, the property manager, the portfolio manager. So we are sort of selling you. We're selling a plan and we're selling you. And so it's a good idea for you to have some concepts around what your brand is. What's your personal brand? And please bring the personal brand elements to the table that are useful for the presentation. You might like jumping motorcycles or base jumping or botany. There might be a lot of things about you that are what you consider your brand that are interesting, but it would be best if you lifted up the things in the presentation that are interesting to them, that would be interesting and useful and speak to the narrative of why you're a good property manager. So, you know, back when we first started in the business, I would often have pictures of football coaches and maybe the Golden Dome at Notre Dame where I went to school, because to most people, they have a reaction to the brand of Notre Dame, just like they would if I had earned a CCIM or a CPM, or if I'd gotten some awards, as we did in 1999, the Family Business of the Year Award. Those things branded us, and so we talked about those things to describe who we are. So selling you is about your brand, and then what elements of your brand fit the narrative of you being an effective, hardworking servant and property manager for them. And one of my favorite ways to open that, if it doesn't roll out, because one of the things we know from sales is you never trust anyone who says, trust me. So we've got to allow a conversation to have to let that roll out. And I very often try to find a place, but usually it's at the end of the presentation, to kind of lean forward and with a smile ask the prospect, so what do you do for fun? And let them talk. And very often I'll find something in there that we'll connect with, and I'll be able to engage in that too. Well, I have kids that are playing soccer too, or my grandkids also live in Oregon, or, you know, we like to travel to the same part of Arizona that you go to, or, yeah, boy, isn't that airport in Newark just a bugger when you get out to gate, you know, the B gates. I mean, anything, if you have life experiences, like most of us, it can be a connecting point. I think it's important, though, to of course, we want to always have you see the property before we go into the pitch, but try to keep fresh what the disease of the property is. What do you think the issues are? But be prepared in the meeting to hear some new ones from the prospect, and be prepared to let the elements of our management plan and budget address those new ones as well. All roads should lead to a better outcome in terms of reduced risk and stronger net operating return to the prospect if they hire us. But there may be hot buttons that are important to them, like on-time accounting, and they want to be sure that their portfolio manager returns their call within 12 hours, that they'd like to have one quarterly meeting. I mean, these things can be key elements that we can talk to that we would routinely do, but we want to lift them up and talk about them. We just have to be able to have a property sized up in short order and be prepared to find some other points. And consider, and we didn't talk about this in the sales training, my last point, consider using your decision to come to work to Coast and to stay as a form of buying our services or endorsing the company. Think about it. The decision to come to work every day in a company and be part of it is very much like attaching your property through a property management contract to that same company. So let me let that soak in a little bit. So I've one of my favorite lines from a portfolio manager in our firm that works so well is to get to that endorsement this way. She'll say, well, I've been with Coast for 13 years. It's been the longest I worked anywhere in my entire life, and I think it's because of the way we treat each other, our cultural values around family, and how that allows me to be a more effective property manager for people like you than I could be anywhere else. I love doing property management, and I can't imagine a company better built and more committed to giving me the tools to do that than here at Coast. I've heard her say that dozens of times. It just rolls out naturally for her. That's powerful. She just endorsed the company that she now spends a lot more time and energy in than the owner will have to worry about. They just have to worry about us waking up and having people like that who care about their property, but they're in a relationship with us just as that employee is. So consider that. All right, well, that's the end of our three-part audio series to follow up. These are intended to be revisited and reviewed and just emphasize and maybe reinforce messages from those sales training courses. Thank you so much for listening to all three, and happy hunting.